Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith. And this hadith is about hasad, and it's been narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As you know, hasad and jealousy is one of those vices, ethical and moral vices, and it's been condemned in many places, including the Holy Quran. For example, there's a famous verse which says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, wa min sharri hasidin idha hasad. And I seek refuge from the evil of the jealous one when he is jealous. In this connection, the Holy Prophet has been reported to have said that Allah, mighty and exalted, said to Moses, son of Imran. So basically, this is a hadith al-Qudsi, a sacred hadith. You know, as you know, sacred hadith or a hadith al-Qudsi, these are traditions in which the Prophet or one of the infallibles, they relate something direct, something from God. You know, God said something, but these are not parts of the Holy Quran. They're not necessarily a part and portion of the Holy Quran, even though they are God's words. They're not quoting from another prophet or one of the other imams or the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In any case, the Prophet said, Allah mighty and exalted said to Moses, son of Imran, alayhi salam, verily the jealous is discontented with my bounties. Meaning, if the jealous person, he wishes to, have the bounties that Allah has given somebody else, he's jealous of that person, right? So in essence, he is expressing by his jealousy, his discontent with the bounties that Allah has given him. He's discontented with my bounties and wards off the shares I have apportioned to my servants. And he wishes to take away those bounties and those shares that I have given to my servant. And that's perhaps one of the reasons why in another hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam is reported to have said, jealousy is the worst disease. Al-hasadu sharrul amrad. It's one of the worst spiritual diseases. And perhaps the reason for this is if a jealous person, it gets the best of him, he might commit other acts. For example, he might kill the person he's jealous of. In a hadith, Imam Ali is reported to have said, how capable jealousy is, and how just it is that it starts off with its perpetrator and ends up killing him. It ends up destroying him and, terminating him. His whole existence becomes completely destroyed because of the jealousy that he has. And, you know, this leads to sadness and depression in the world. Mawali said, the fruit of jealousy is misery of this world and the hereafter. Thamaratul hasad. Shaqa'u dunya wal akhirah. You might also translate the word shaqa as the wretchedness in contrast to the felicity of this world and the hereafter. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at jealousy in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد